On this episode of 10 Questions with Leah, we spoke to a Quinta Mazatlan employee whose job involves enjoying the great outdoors.
So I'm an environmental educator for Quinta Mazatlan. So I create and implement different nature-themed lessons for children, students, and adults. So a typical day at Quinta changes constantly. Right now we're doing our summer programming. So on any given day, I can be leading a summer camp, giving a private tour, collaborating with other nature centers, or just being knees deep in the thorn bush doing restoration projects. So every day is a new adventure. Definitely connecting our guests and our visitors with South Texas nature. The Valley is really a unique and special place. We're not only one of the most biodiverse areas in Texas, but the country. We have specialty birds, plants, and wildlife that don't occur anywhere else in the world. And people come from all over the region just to see what we have. I love working with children. Being able to see the world through their eyes is so inspiring. And they make me question things that I thought I already knew. So they'll ask me things like, what's the difference between the scales of a reptile and a fish? Or does this plant grow over here? Why doesn't this do this? And it's so wonderful, their natural curiosity and being able to engage that and connect them to nature, have them care about their environment. I would say having to come up with creative new ways to engage our community. So we love coming up with new programs and new events for everyone to come and share. And usually it's been a great success, especially in the past. Our seasonal trails, we had the Kindness Trail, the Sticks and Bones, and they were amazing. It was so much fun. And each time when we're reviewing, okay, we did great, this worked, this didn't work, how can we make it better? So having to find new ways to revamp our ideas is always a challenge, but a fun one. Definitely, I was not working at the time, but I came to visit. It was one of our summer programs. It was my first summer here, and I brought my nieces to a night hike. So it's one of my favorite programs because it's very different from anything we do throughout the year. We don't have too many programs after hours, after dark, and this is one of the few that we do. One of the best things about this program is you get to explore Quinta after hours at dark, so you get to see things that you don't typically see, one of those being nocturnal animals like owls. So for the past several years, we've had this pair of eastern screech owls, and they nest in palm condos and just little cavities in palm trees. And this pair has been seen here for the past 6 or 7 years in a row, and they always go back to the same condo. And I had seen them a few nights leading up to this night hike, and I told my nieces about it. They got super excited. We come the day of, and I was positive we'd see them. We go by the cavity, empty. I had not seen it empty in the past few days. We still were able to see a few things. It was still fun, but we had our hearts set on seeing those owls. But we're walking, we had a good time. We're going to the parking lot. We hear a very distinct call, and right over our heads, we see the owl right here. And it was just the best way to end the night. I had never even seen it outside of its cavity before. And it's a small owl. It's maybe about 6 inches, 6 and a half, but above your head, it looks pretty big. But it was just such an amazing experience and so coincidental. Like, it was meant to be that we had to see these owls. So it was a really great opportunity for them as well to see something they had never seen before. Absolutely not, actually. When I was in college, I'm still trying to figure out what I wanted to study, what I wanted to do. The main thing I said is, I'm not too sure, but I know I'll never go into teaching, I'll never go into education, and lo and behold, that's just where my heart led me to, my passion led me to, and I'm so glad, I'm so happy with the way things turned out. So Quinta Mazatlan is about a 26-acre, and we're a multi-use facility. One of the main features is right behind me, which is the historic Adobe Mansion. So it was built back in the 1930s, and it's not only a relic of McAllen's past, but a premier event venue. So we've hosted many weddings, photo shoots, other special events. But also we have about a mile of nature trails. So throughout these trails, you'll see interpretive signage, you'll see bronze statues, different water features, different gardens. And on top of that, it's just really, you get away from the city. We are right by the mall, right by the airport, But coming out, you find a sense of peace and serenity, and it's a little escape that I think we all need from time to time. So I love to draw, and I love to bake, and I like to combine these two hobbies in fun little cakes and cupcakes that I make. So I made different like superhero and like video game themed cakes and crafts and whatnot for family and friends. So that's always really fun for me to get creative. They're not always, some of them are fails and some of them work out, but it's always a lot of fun and they're always tasty at the very least. It might not look pretty all the time, but it tastes good. For myself, I measure my accomplishments through my character. And for me, some of the biggest accomplishments is becoming a better educator. And that's learning through my mistakes and being open to new ways of teaching and presenting information and being more hands-on with the students. If the lesson, for example, was about trees, but they show a little bit more interest in maybe insects or birds, then I work with that and I try to connect it. And it's a really great way to help me learn more and connect all of these things that are already connected. The kids see that and I'm learning through them. So being able to learn from each other, I think is such a great accomplishment for both of us, for all of us.